This is the long body scan. The body scan is an integral component of mindfulness-based stress reduction. The reasoning behind using the body scan and scanning our bodies is to heighten our awareness and tune into the somatosensory cortex in our brains. In many ways, we're conditioned to ignore the body, but our body is our chief resource at identifying feelings, sensations, and allowing us to process emotion. By locating our feelings in our body before they really demand a response of our brain, we're giving ourselves space and an opportunity to self-regulate and to tune into our own body's wisdom. To begin, please find yourself a location where you won't be disturbed, where you feel safe. Wear comfortable clothing that's not restrictive or irritating. And find a position that's comfortable. Often people do the body scan lying down. However, sometimes we tune in to how fatigued we are and how chronically sleep deprived so many of us are, so we fall asleep when doing the body scan. And while I have no problems with people using the body scan to get to sleep, the idea really is to fall awake. So you may decide to do the body scan sitting up. Just noting, however, the points of contact with the surface you're on, be it the chair or the floor. At the elbows, the hands, the sacrum, the sits bones, the backs of the legs and heels. And then bring your attention to the breath, to your body being breathed, the in-breath and the out-breath. Noting the sensations of the flow of air in our nostrils, at our upper lip. Observing how the body is moved. How the breath rocks us. And how the in-breath leads to the out-breath. And then the cycle repeats again. In and out. Moving through the body to the feet, bring awareness to how the feet feel. Do they feel warm or cold? We begin with the feet, but sometimes it's hard to pay attention to sensations in our feet. It's not that unusual. And it's also useful to note the absence of sensations. You may notice tingling, buzzing, sometimes pain. Just bring the breath to whatever sensation you're noting. And note also how it shifts and changes from moment to moment, breath to breath. Beginning with the big toe of the left foot, noticing what's happening. Is there a sense of moisture or dryness, itching, or nothing? Notice the nail, the skin, and feeling into the bones. Moving on to the first and second toes and on to the rest of the toes in the left foot, to the little toe. What is arising? Bring your attention to the front of the foot, the tender skin, into the small bones that make up the complexity of one's foot, the tendons and ligaments. Anything communicating with you? What sensations happening? Bring your attention to the side of your foot, moving to the ball at the foot. That part of the foot that takes so much weight, that cushions your every move, every step. The arch rising up, delicate, strong. A wonderful shock absorber. Any sensations that you notice? Any buzzing? Coolness? Warmth? The corners of the feet, if your foot is on the floor. Moving to the left ankle, that articulation, that joint, with the tendon rising up to your calf. Allowing you to pivot, to rock back and forth. Just notice. And when your mind wanders, as it will, gently, gently bring it back to the breath and to the ankle. Moving into the calf. That graceful muscle running between the ankle and the knee, swelling with blood vessels, fascia, ligaments. It's often held in some tension. Let it go. Let it relax. And notice what you feel. Moving to the shin bones. What does the skin feel like there? Bring your breath to that skin on the front of your lower leg. Cherish it. And sense it. Bringing your attention to the knee. A wondrous articulation, a complex joint. With the kneecap. all the ligaments and cartilage, cushioning, allowing for movement. A delicate place that sometimes is painful. Notice what you're feeling there. In your left knee. There's no right or wrong way to sense what's arising. Your way, your body, your relationship with your body is unique to you. Moving up into the thigh, you can become aware of the many muscles the hamstrings, the femur, that large bone, that strong bone, the blood vessels, the nerves, into the left hip. The socket, articulating. Bring your breath to these areas. If your sacrum is in contact with the floor, let it relax. Let you cradle this cradle. Let the breath rock you. If you're sitting, soften and ease. Bringing your breath to this bone or complex of bones that stabilizes our lower body and all the connections between muscles and tendons keeps it all in place. Breathe into this space. Bring your attention to your pelvic floor, your reproductive organs, your bladder. Any sensations that arise, welcome them. Bring the breath into that space and spaces. Notice the front of your abdomen rising and falling with each breath. The muscles, the fat, skin. Bring the breath to these areas. What is happening for you as you are being moved by your breathing? focusing on the intestines, the internal organs, kidneys, pancreas, spleen, stomach, the entire contents of your abdomen. Imagine bringing the breath and it bathing all of these busy, quiet, working organs that process, eliminate, metabolize the liver, gallbladder. Bring your breath into these areas in your mind's eye. Recognize them. The solar plexus emanating and giving forth. Visualize the breath coming to that area. And moving through the diaphragm as it tenses and flattens with each breath into the lungs, encased in their protective cage of ribs and muscles. Diaphanous, they expand, bellowing and billowing outward, and then relaxing and collapsing back. The pleura, the covering of the lungs, smoothly sliding and slipping, unbeknownst to us. Are there any sensations there? Let yourself be. Present to your lungs. Present to the breathing. And at the center of it all is your beating heart. From early on in conception, this heart, until our end, continues to work, to pump. It's at the center of all of our lives. Working. Bring your breath there. Notice what feelings arise. Is there a tenderness? Let yourself be with your heart. Bring your breathing to the outside of the front of your chest, your pectoral muscles, your breasts. Your sternum up into your clavicle, and then bringing your breath to your left shoulder. Space and so many muscles creating a web that holds your arm into the socket. the rotator cuff. Again, notice what sensations are there. Many nerves, much energy. Let yourself be with whatever is arising and notice. Moving to the upper arm, the bicep muscle, tricep. The humerus bone, the elbow, and the skin covering it all. The tender areas of your armpit, the hollow of your elbow, down into your forearm, those two bones, and then to the wrist. So many bones delicately encased, fitting together like a puzzle, a moving puzzle. Ingenious in design. And our hands reaching towards, often the hands and the fingers indicate tension as they reach or hold or grasp. Let your left hand be. Let the fingers rest. Your wonderful thumb, the palm of your hand, the pads at the base of your fingers. Let go of the tension. Bring the breath to your left hand. Moving to the back of your arm over the front of the chest to your right shoulder. Breathe into that joint where the clavicle and the scapula, the humerus come together. Breathe into the space of that joint and notice any sensations, any tension. See if it shifts when you bring the breath to it. And as your mind moves on, bring it back to the breath. Bring it back to your right shoulder. And then moving into the arm. The skin, the muscles, and into the bone. The elbow joint, a hinge joint that works with the rest of your grand design to allow you to throw, to reach, to lift, to hold. To embrace. Bring your attention to your forearm and to the inside of your arm, the tender skin there. Notice anything that is happening, any cold new warmth, moisture, dryness. Again into the wrist of your right hand. The multitude of little bones coming together. The metacarpals and carpals, bones of the hand. Any sensation, any difference between the right hand and the left? Any tension, try to let it go. Moving with your breath, back up the arm to the shoulder and then into the neck. That conduit between your head and your thorax. The muscles and the bones of the vertebrae, stacked one on the other. Bring the breath to the front of your neck. To those columns of muscles. And take it inward to the pharynx and the larynx. And the trachea, the windpipe and gullet. Bring your breath to these areas and notice your thyroid gland. What sensations are happening there? The larynx, the source of our voice. The air is moving over and through. We have a greater sense of our breath at this point, frequently. Notice. Sense. Moving into our lower jaw. Our tongue, let our tongue fall back. Let it relax and let the jaw gently rest. Let our teeth part ever so slightly and ease the muscles. A place that we often hold more of our tension. The temporomandibular joint. And moving into the upper jaw, the upper palate, soft and hard. The sinuses. Delicate facial bones in the nose. Here again, it's the interface between the outside and the inside. The exterior world and our interior body. Both our mouth and lips. And our nose. Our conduit points, way stations, highly innervated, highly represented. Just notice the sensations and see Is there a different quality, intensity? Do they change in form and shape as we pay attention? Seem bigger or smaller? As the air comes in, cool, warmed in the upper airway and moving down into the lungs and back out again, more moist, more warm, changed, both in composition and temperature. Moving up into the eye sockets, letting your eyeballs fall back and rest, and your sight sense ease and rest. Allow your vision to relax. Moving up the nose to the skin between the eyebrows, let it flatten. Let it stretch back as the eyebrows rest back and the forehead is smoothed. The scalp. All the muscles of the scalp can be relaxed and noted. If there are any sensations, any tensions, let them go. Bring the breath there. And again, if you have gone off in your mind, in your thinking, bring your attention back. The hair follicles. Just let them ease. And the ears. And the sense of hearing. Allow it to be. The shells of your ears. What sensation arises there? And moving into our very brain. Note perhaps the absence of sensation, or if something is notable, bring your breath there. Moving with the breath down through the body to the right foot. Bring your attention to the toes of the right foot, beginning with the great toe. First and second, down to the little toe. Breathe into the bones and skin and nails of the toes. Then to the front of the foot. Skin at the front of the foot and into the bones. Feel into your bones. Again, the feet are strongly represented in our sensory cortex. They're so important for standing, keeping us in contact with our earth. The earth that is holding you this very moment. The earth that's so strong that your weight feels like an infinitesimal feather. Notice the points of contact between your foot and the chair or the ground. Moving into your right ankle, breathe into all those bones. Any aches or pains or tingling, notice if you feel a buzzing. Moving into the right calf, again swelling. Again, can you let it go and let it ease? Noticing contact, noticing the skin, noticing any pulsation, any movement, any twitching. And the front of the right leg, the shin, the sharp bone that runs between the foot and the knee, up to the patella and the right knee. Bring your attention and see if there's a difference. The hinge of the right knee. See if you can move space into that area. Allow the breath to bathe your knee. Then into the right thigh. The thigh that is vast and strong. And the muscles of the front of the thigh. The back. The blood vessels and nerves. And the right hip bone. Noticing. Sensing. And the buttocks, those strong muscles that help cushion us when we sit and keep us erect when we're standing. Breathe into them both. The back of the sacrum, the diamond shape. With all the nerves that emerge from the spinal cord. A real transition, transmission point. Breathe into that area, to that shield, that fusion of spinal bones. Then into our lumbar area, the lumbar vertebrae. And the muscles and the tissues that wrap around the back. Creating the container of our abdomen. The lumbar vertebrae do so much work. There's much demanded of them as we lift and move and twist and turn. What are the sensations that are arising there? Breathe into those areas and then let it be. Is there tingling? Is there pain? Is there numbness? Is there no sensation? There is no right or wrong. There's no oughts or shoulds. There's just you and your body. Moving up into the thoracic spine, rigidly held by the ribs that move up and down with each inhalation and exhalation. Into the scapula, the trapezius muscles, the wing shapes at the back, Let them drop down. Let your neck rise up. Create space. Allow those muscles of the upper back and shoulders to feel the benefit of your attention. Your noticing, your appreciation of what gets locked in, shouldered, assumed, taken on. Can you let it go with the out-breath? Can you smile and bring the warmth of that tenderness to those areas? And up the back of the neck to the base of the skull. And up to the top of the head. Let yourself notice and let yourself breathe. And visualize breathing in through the top of your head and out through the soles of your feet. In and out, moving the breath down the back of the legs, breathing into the whole of your body, legs, arms, abdomen and thorax, face, and overall, the largest organ, our skin, acting as a barrier and a protector and a sensor. Allow yourself to rest. Allow yourself to be. And when you feel ready, you may wish to move gently your toes, your hands, the rest of your body, and open your eyes and take note of your surroundings and again thank yourself for the benefits of what you have just done for you, for the journey you've been on. To your very center of sensation, to your very wisdom, your inner knowledge, your body.